The problem was that the Senate's budget included all of their policy provisions of whatever type. It involved a certificate of need. It had the Medicaid proposal, reform proposal. It had all the tax stuff in it, just a myriad of policy things. And the House was just adverse to taking up all the policy in the budget. The other thing is there's some real differences of view as to how we ought to spend our money. The House spent a lot more money on education, wanted to fully fund teachers' assistance and driver's ed. The Senate was not willing to go down that road. And so the House, frankly, you know, we sat back for 2 months because when two parties are not willing to talk about the issues that are most important to them, where do you go?
So three continuing resolutions were passed while the Senate and House weren't talking for those several months, basically.
The most serious discussions occurred after the second continuing resolution.
Do you think that the House and Senate should have been talking during that time?
I mean, in the ideal world, certainly. But how do you negotiate when you've got just a fundamental difference and one party doesn't want to talk about that issue? And that's where we were at that point in time.
Yeah, the reason I ask is just because it seems like I would have thought that the public perception of what was happening was that there were negotiations taking place and that there were major differences, but that they were taking time to be worked out. But it sounds like for 2 months, the two sides weren't talking at all.
All I can say is in June and July, there were not discussions going on between the House and the Senate at least its highest levels. The education community, for example, teachers, were strongly supportive of the House side budget. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were not critical of the House budget. Mm-hmm. And during those months, my sense is that senators heard a lot from teachers and principals around the state, and House members were told by those same people, you know, hold the line. And if it takes time, take the time. We'd prefer you to reach a good agreement as opposed to rush to an agreement, and that's what we did.